Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday morning. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. And it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So we are grateful for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for all you've been listening. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we come to give glory and honor to you. We come to magnify you, to lift you up, because, dear God, you're worthy to be praised and be glorified. Dear Lord, I ask today that as we take this journey once again into the word of the Lord, that you will bless us with the company of your spirit. We pray today that you will release understanding, revelation, knowledge through this message, this lesson today. And we pray that through this lesson that you will open eyes and open ears, Lord God, and begin to soften hearts in the name of Jesus. And to everyone that is seeking your face for truth, I pray that they find it. Lord God, reveal yourself unto those who are really seeking truth this day in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we will give you all the glory and all the honor and praise, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus, another opportunity to go into the Word of God today. Amen. Have Jesus ever given you a word to tell someone or perhaps even a group of people, and you, let's say, first of all, may have a pretty good idea how they are, and you would say, Lord, they're not going to listen to me. You know, you're telling me to tell them this and tell them that, and go to these people. Lord, you know how these people are. Okay. Well, the Lord wants you to know what he's going to do in these last days. That's going to lead many of them to believe. The title of this message today is Signs That Will Lead to Believing. Signs That Will Lead to Believing. I know this is not a regular time that I come on this day, but hey, my goal is to get this message out, this word out. And plus, we'll have another broadcast, Lord Say the Same, tonight with Brother Eddie Lee at 7 o'clock. But I want to give the word of the Lord to you today. I want to come from the book of Exodus chapter 4, the book of Exodus chapter 4. And for those of you who just heard me announce this coming from Exodus 4, who wants to holler, oh, you messed up now, you coming from the Old Testament. We must understand some things because there are specific ones among believers who are so quick to say, we're a New Testament church. You don't need to start from the Old Testament. Well, understand something concerning the Old Testament. Yes, we are a New Testament church, but there are some things in the Old Testament you must understand that we are even told not only in Malachi, but in Hebrews chapter 13, that the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. you must understand, we don't keep the sacrificing of the blood of bulls and goats. No. Amen. Because it can never save you anyhow. It only covers sin. And there are some ordinances in the law of Moses that we don't keep. But however, there are some things in the Old Testament that the Lord spoke of that he doesn't change. He haven't changed from. Amen. Because it is his nature. Okay. And he doesn't change. And there were some things that was done in the old law too, in the law of Moses, that was actually a teaching mechanism. Okay. Amen. Glory be to God. So I want to say that before I go any further, because we got some out there that whenever you start in a lesson, let's say you speak about the Old Testament, they're so quick to jump up. So we're not, you know, Old Testament. We're not, you need to back up a minute. Okay. In fact, understand this, that there are things that God gave the Old Testament prophets that goes for today. Okay. So before you jump up to say, oh, you done messed up, here he is, thine Old Testament, you really need to really study more deeply concerning that before, you know, anything else we said. Now, having said that, I want to go to Exodus chapter 4, starting at verse 1. And once again, the title of this message is Signs That Will Lead to Believing. Okay? Signs that will lead to believing. And verse 1 says, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they would not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they would say, the Lord have not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, have appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it should come to pass, if they would not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it should come to pass, if they would not believe also these two signs, okay, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou should take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. Now, I want to stop there. Now, let's understand something at first. Before this fourth chapter, and remember, the Bible was not originally written in chapters anyhow. It's like a big, if you want to call it a big old letter, you know, on a scroll like, but anyhow, Moses is being approached by God, spoken to God through the burning bush. And God has called him on assignment to be used to deliver his people out of the hands of Pharaoh, out of Egypt. And as the Lord is telling Moses what he's going to do, what he's going to say, verse 1 in chapter 4 tells us that Moses' response to what the Lord said was that, Lord, they would not believe me. You know, even though you sending me to tell them this and tell them what you're going to do, they're not going to believe me. They're not going to hearken to what I say. He said, they're going to say, the Lord have not appeared unto thee. Well, how many of you today have faced that? I'm talking about you honestly got a word from the Lord to deliver this message to a particular person, whether it's a family member, associate, a friend, husband or wife, children, okay? Or maybe you was given a particular word to give to a group of people, okay? And you knowing that God has spoken this to you, to tell and direct and instructed you, rather, to tell them. But you kind of knew these people a little bit. You knew how they were, how they acted. And you did like Moses. You said, Lord, these people ain't going to believe me. They're not going to believe that appeared unto me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that has happened, and it will be happening in these last days. God is going to be sending his people out to give a message to others. And, of course, you know, many of them are going to be like, hey, you talking about the Lord appeared to you? There ain't no Lord appeared to you. No God come to you. What you talking about, man? You losing your mind. You gone crazy. Talking about some God appeared to you. Oh, they you know, it's going to be said. And understand this. Remember, you're dealing with the Lord, and he knows the hearts of men, okay? And Moses was like, Lord, they ain't going to listen to me. And even, Lord, if I tell them that you appeared unto me, they ain't going to believe me. And I'm pretty sure some of you who was in the same predicament felt the same way. Hallelujah. And some of you even now, you've been holding to a word that the Lord gave you to tell so-and-so or go give someone, but you have held on to it because you like, I know them. You know, I know how they are. I mean, you can't even bring Jesus' name up around them without them cussing you out. Or you can't even say Jesus around this particular person without them wanting to body slam you. Okay. Or you can't set to say nothing about the Lord speaks or visits to this particular person because they're so quick to strike down, say, ain't no God talking today. And so you have been holding that word. But I want you to know something from this word today, because this word I'm giving you is not only was just confined per se to the time of Moses in the Old Testament. This is also a New Testament word today. And I want you to understand something. First of all, whatever the Lord has commissioned or command you to tell whosoever, do it. But the Lord wants you to know that he is going to give signs through you, that's going to lead many to believe. I'm going to say this again. The Lord wants you to know that he is going to give signs through you that will lead many to believe. They're going to come to believe and understand that you have appeared to them. See, some people, as you know, won't or don't, I say, believe you because they can't get past the point where you say, well, the Lord appeared unto me and gave me this to tell you. They can't get past the Lord appeared to me thing, okay? They can't, you know, not only just the message itself, but many of them can't even get past the Lord appeared to me thing. For example, you got others that believe that God appears to man, but may not believe the message. But then you got others that don't even believe. And I'm not talking about just sinners now. I'm talking about people who claim to be believers. There are some of them that don't believe themselves that the Lord would appear unto man. I mean, they have treated the Lord like he's just like a myth. And they have made going to church services just a routine. You get what I'm saying? So when you tell them, the Lord appeared to me and gave me this message to give unto you, they have trouble processing the part where you said the Lord appeared unto me. Do you get what I'm saying? But see, Jesus wants you to know that he is going to give signs through you that's going to lead many of them to believing. They're going to know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord appeared unto you. Now, do that mean everyone going to accept the message? No, it don't. But there will be those who will. Okay? Because remember, man still has a free will. And there are going to be some in these last days, people, that they're going to see some mighty works of the Lord, but still it's not going to come completely to Christ. You hear what I'm saying? See, there are some people this day and time, God have done some magnificent works in their life, like, oh, done some extraordinary healings. And you would think that, okay, yeah, they coming to God now, Lord Jesus Christ. But then you listen to their talk, they still talking like, well, yeah, well, you said the Lord, but I don't know. I think, you know, and they got these awful wall ideas and thinking. The ideology is just off. Okay. Now, the Lord Jesus, remember this, when the Lord gives a word for you to give someone, he backs up what he says. Okay? Now, I know some of you may have delivered a word already, and it seemed like that, hey, you gave this word, and there were those who may have mocked you, made fun of you. Some of them told you straight out to your face, you just plain crazy. Ain't no God appeared to you. Well, hold on. Hold on. And just keep thanking God. Say, Lord, I thank you for giving me strength to give that message. Because once again, the Lord is going to give signs through you, okay, that will lead many to believe it. They're going to know, like I said, without a shadow of doubt, that you did appear unto them. Now, notice that in the first 9 verses, there was approximately 3 signs that the Lord spoke to Moses that he was going to give to convince the people that he appeared unto Moses. And notice that the Lord's protocol, whenever he does something in the earth, he does not leave himself without a witness, okay? And in his protocol, proving whether he's for or against something, is in the mouth of what? 2 or 3 witnesses. Deuteronomy, Matthew, 2nd book of Corinthians. So we can see what this 3 signs can be based from. Because whenever the Lord does something in the earth, once again, he doesn't leave himself without a witness. Now here, Moses, first of all, was letting the Lord know, say, hey, Lord, they're going to just have a problem with believing that you appeared unto me. You know, much less, you know, you telling me, you giving me the assignment to use me to deliver Israel. Well, Lord, even if I went to them, which I'm going to, yet still, they're going to have a hard time processing when I tell them that you appeared unto me. And so the Lord, all-knowing as he is, and always having a solution for your problem, says, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work these signs through you, which will show them that I appeared unto thee. And that's a word of the Lord for those of you that are listening, who, once again, I want to say this, you have been sitting on a message that the Lord gave you some time ago. And to tell the truth, you've been sitting on this message because you said, Lord, I know these people. You know, they ain't gonna listen to me. In fact, you went so far to say, Lord, send someone else because they're not going to listen to me. You know, Lord, some of them got some against me. I can tell some of them, they have expressed their disagreement with me, per se. And some have expressed to me, Lord, why they don't like me. And now, Lord, you're telling me to go to them. Okay, now remember, this is first of all going to, quote, God's own people. Yeah, hallelujah. And Lord, you're telling me to go to them and let them know that you have appeared unto me and have given me a message to give them. But Lord, I'm telling you, Lord, they're not gonna believe me. Well, see, one of the things you notice that when Moses said this, okay, hallelujah, the Lord, okay, says, and I'm gonna paraphrase it, that hey, I'm gonna work these signs through you that will cause them to believe and to know that I have appeared unto you. Hallelujah. But when you go to verse 10, it said, and Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not an eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who have made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, sin, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wast seeing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. Now, notice in verse 14, it said, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. So what are we seeing from here? You know, when we get these messages, sometimes we make an excuse. Now, to why we shouldn't give it. Like the first thing Moses said was, Lord, they're not going to believe that you appeared unto them. Well, the Lord granted them that. Okay, Moses, you're right about that. I got something for that. But sometimes we come with excuses, don't have no good merit, no good stand. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Moses because really he just coming up with more excuses on why not to do this, okay? And some of you that are listening, like I said, the message you've been sitting on, you have angered the Lord because you keep coming up with these excuses on why not to deliver it, okay? Amen. And God had to break it down to Moses. He said, who made man's mouth? You know, Lord, I mean, Moses, you talking like you got a problem that I can't fix, okay? And some of you, in your excuse making, you're declaring your problems to the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with us being humble and saying, well, Lord, you know, I'm not this and that, you know, but sometimes we can take certain things too far to a point where we're using it as an excuse not to obey. Hallelujah. When the Lord gave Moses this commission, he didn't say this is a mission where you got to be some kind of great speaker. He didn't say that. And sometimes we add things and we make it out bigger than what it is. And we make it out that, oh, Lord, I got to be a great speaker and stuff like that. You know, you got some people today, and I've heard this through the year from some Christians. They think that you got to be a great speaker just to preach the word. You understand what I'm saying? Some of them become thrown off by these certain ministers on TV that use these gigantic big words. You know, I found out that there's a difference in the leading of the anointing versus people who trying to make an impression on people. And I have heard certain ones, saw them on TV, when they're preaching, when they're really giving in to the leading of the Spirit, I can sense it strong. And when that happened, all those big words are not in there. But when some of them I see start out preaching with them big words, many times I don't sense no Spirit of the Lord, period. It just like a big word. You know, these big words they saying, they might well be speaking in tongues. And you say, well, what do you mean? Well, the Bible tells us about speaking in tongues. Okay, we can do it in our private prayer life, but just ministering in tongues like that is a no-no when there's no interpreter. And see, when these big-time ministers get on TV and start speaking all these gigantic long words that they know many people like me and you and all that don't know the meaning of, okay, you know, you talking like a one speaking in tongue where there's no interpretation, okay? And so you have people, some today think that you have to be a great speaker. Some of them say, well, you know, Lord, I'm not like a T.D. Jakes or a Joyce Meyer. Or say, you don't have to be like them. You just be whom God had created you to be and just obey the word, the message. Okay? See, in the Christian world today, many of us have got captivated on these very, we want to call it prominent, very well-known, very, quote, big ministers on TV. And we think to really get people, we have to be them. Not necessarily so. And understand this, these big-time ministers on TV, they finna get a true testing. I ain't saying they ain't went through nothing, but I'm saying they finna get a true testing because, once again, the time is finna come that this world and their leaders is going to tell us, tell the people, say, hey, we're going to have to start looking over y'all sermons more. And if y'all want this TV time or this internet time or this radio time, then listen, y'all going to have to preach what, you know, we tell you to preach. Then you're going to see some truth out of these big time ministers. You're going to see where their heart really lies. And sad to say, some of them finna give in. I'm just going to tell you right now. And some of y'all may think, oh, you throwing the judgment call. No, I'm not. I'm telling you. You just sit back and watch. Because some of them is going to give in to when the world say, hey, we got to regulate what you preach. Because certain stuff, we just don't want you preaching. And some of them going to give in to it. Okay? Because when popularity is your thing, okay, when popularity is your thing, to keep that, you're willing to give in to whatever is thrown before you, especially and even if it is contradicting the way of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? So Jesus wants you to know, you that maybe he have just given this word and you haven't given this word out to whomever he told you to yet. But I want you to know, and above all, the Lord wants you to know that there are signs that he's going to give through using you that's going to lead to many of them believing. Yes, of course, starting off, when you go to him, they'll say, hey, you said, who appeared to you? The Lord. Oh, man, I don't believe no Lord appeared to you. You know, because we even in among the body of Christ, we got these particular classes where that if we not big time ministers behind the pulpit, that God can't use nobody else. Oh, yeah. Well, I know some of them won't admit it, but it's evident in certain action and things they do and things they do behind closed doors. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, to have a big time televangelist. And then someone that come from out of the congregation or the audience who may be living in a two-bedroom house and one bathroom come and says, thus says the Lord to tell so-and-so who's a big-time televangelist on TV 5 to 6 days a week, got million-dollar book sales and stuff like that. Whoa, God forbid that they come and tell so-and-so, thus says the Lord. Now, as long as it is another big-time minister giving a word to another big-time minister, many see that to be fine. Now, if you don't see that going on right now, then you need to ask the Lord to open up your eyes because I've been seeing this thing for a little while, okay, especially big televangelists on TV, okay? And if you're not as prominent and well-known and big-time as them, sometimes you can be in their congregation, you don't even get to meet them. okay, you know, they treat these well prominent ministers like they're Hollywood stars. They have people standing before their pulpit, before where they preach at, and standing like bodyguards. Okay, bodyguards to keep people from getting to them, because now it has become like a celebrity. I call it not, it's like Hollywood, but Christianwood, a combine of Christianity and Hollywood. That's what it's coming. Okay, that's how it's come to, like Christianwood, and it's amazing how it is. And this is why you, man or woman of God, hear this. Whenever God has used you or is using you, stay humble. Don't let people exalt you, especially exalt you while they exalt you over someone else, that they got to totally put somebody else down where they exalt you, or make it like no one else can do anything. It has to be always you. You have to be very careful of that. I think that some of these big-time ministers who have, don't doubt, started out small and humble, became big in their own eyes through listening to all what people was giving unto them, okay, or saying about them, and put them in such a way. I mean, you know, people would, like I said, it has become like a Hollywood scene among Christianity, okay? That's what it become like. And sad to say, this is what's been happening among the people of God, okay? But I'm here to tell you, God got your back. He giving you a word to go give to someone or a group of people, despite how they are. God got your back, and he's going to show where he appeared to you. He is not in the leaving you out there hanging in the wind business, okay? That's not the Lord. That's something that Satan does. It's not the Lord, okay? And that which he have given you to tell, he's going to back you up. With these signs, he's going to show people that, yeah, he appeared unto you, okay? Because, see, God knew how Israel, who was supposed to be his ancient covenant people, were, okay? And so when Moses, said, Lord, they ain't going to believe me, the Lord had an answer for that. He said, okay, well, he said, these three signs right here, he said, that I'm going to work through you. And he would let them know, say, hey, I'm giving you this sign, okay? Then I'm going to give you another sign. And then if they don't believe those two, then I'm going to give you a third sign, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. And that's what he relayed to Moses. Those three signs, once again, the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, okay? In the mouth of two or three witnesses. So therefore, he said, I'm going to give you signs. Signs through you to them. That's what I'm going to give them, okay? And you know what? He is the same today, yesterday, forever. And see, that's why he's going to be, he has and will be doing it again today, okay? He's going to be giving signs. Let me tell you something. Some of you, he finna send out there with a word that when you deliver it, you're going to have people saying, man, that's impossible. But the thing that they first, most of them and first foremost is going to have a problem with is you declaring that the Lord appeared unto you and gave you this message. Okay? Because like I told you, among many who proclaim to be in the body of Christ, some of them have a hard time processing that the Lord appears unto anyone, okay? Amen. Some of them have a hard time, like there have been some Muslims who have gotten saved, become Christians, because what, Jesus appeared unto them in a dream or vision, something like that. Well, for some supposed to be already Christians, that's been hard for them to process. And the thing that first and foremost that's been hard for them to process is when the person who got saved testified that the Lord appeared unto them. They said, oh, no, I don't believe the Lord appeared to them. I believe they sinned. I believe that's a trick. Jesus is appearing to Muslims, okay, and people of other religions and bringing them out of there. He's appearing to them in dreams and visions, okay, and bringing them out. Amen. So don't tell me that the Lord can't and will not do it. He can, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I remember back in 92, the Lord appeared unto me in a dream, and I knew it was the Lord, and I got to admit, he appeared to me, and he was angry. And now, remember, there's a difference between the Lord and Satan. And Satan, in his aggressive anger, many times when you come to dreams, that time you can tell the difference in that. Well, in this dream, I knew it was the Lord. And what he was angry about was his disapproval of what I was doing, which I knew was wrong. Okay? Amen. Now, he didn't in dream sit up there and call me a bunch of names like the devil do you. You know, the devil would do us, when he expressed his anger to us, he'll come out and start calling us names. Okay? And so the Lord didn't do that to me, but he expressed his disapproval of what I had been doing. Okay? Now, I can tell that to some people, and they would have this look on their face like, how do I respond to him? Why is we having that look? You know, I'm not saying that everybody that tells you that the Lord appeared to them, that that's rightfully so. No. And the Bible gives us steps to check where something comes from God. But however, on the other side, we can't be just thinking that the Lord never will or never has or never going to. When we start, that's unbelief. Amen. And some of you who are listening, who have had a message delivered unto you, I want you to hear this, because you may have been thinking this. When that person came to you and said, the Lord appeared to me, the first thing went in your mind, ain't no Lord appeared to him, because, you know, I just don't believe the Lord is just appearing to people in these days. I believe we got the Bible and his word, and we come to service and worship him and praise him. But as far as these people talking about, he appeared to him. Now I don't believe that. Well, I want you to understand the Lord is doing that in these last days. Okay? Yeah, he's doing that. Amen. Hallelujah. And what's going to happen, the one that was bringing you that message, God is going to show some signs through them to you. Okay? Amen. And some others who thinking just like you, some of them is going to be led to believe. And they're going to accept this message. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, God is into tearing down the pride wall, okay? Amen. And those of you who are delivering the message, don't, you know, I understand when you're around certain people and you know how they act, especially if you just brought up the name Jesus and you know they cut a rug and everything. I understand to a degree you saying, Lord, wait a minute, you know, Lord, you know these people ain't going to hear me. But don't let it stay there. First off, you got that message from the Lord, you know, Lord, I don't know if these people going to hear me, but Lord, I'm going to deliver it just like you said, okay? Don't let it rest that, you know, you're not going to deliver the message because you know these people and you know that when you just said Jesus out your mouth one time, these folk were ready to get the clubs and knock you out. Don't let it rest of that, because if the Lord has commissioned you to do this, it's going to be worth it, okay? It's not something he just have you going in a dead end. See, I'm more subject to do that to you than God. I'm more subject to say, hey, I need you to do this and that and send you on a dead errand, okay? And you come back, man, Nate, this stuff ain't going to work and it ain't work, and, you know. And this happened, I might go to you and say, oh, man, well, I ain't know that. But see, you ain't got to worry about God, Lord Jesus Christ. You ain't got to worry about him saying, well, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. He knows. He's all-knowing. Amen? He's all-knowing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So Moses had got this commission from the Lord that the Lord's going to use him to go deliver Israel out of the bondage and hands of the Egyptians. Okay. Now, Moses, once again, being hesitant and telling the Lord, say, hey, Lord, I know these people ain't going to hear me. They ain't going to believe that you appeared unto me. And the Lord said, okay, don't worry about it. Got you covered. Work these three signs to you. Okay. And see, Lord told him three signs. Well, sometimes for some people, you necessarily don't have to get to the third one. You might get to the second. Some of them may believe after the first one, you know. But see, the Lord set up his protocol, which is the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Amen. So he set his protocol up. And so, you know, amen. That's been his thing throughout time. That whatever he do in the earth, he doesn't do it without leaving himself a witness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, sometimes there are certain things that God may give you in your spirit, and it's not for you to tell people. It's just something he's revealing. Now, the Lord has done me like that quite a few times in my walk in Christ. There were some things he just revealed to me, but didn't necessarily tell me to go give that message to anyone. You know what I'm saying? And I think that some of us do mess up in such a way that we go tell things that God has not authorized us to tell. There were some things he revealed to you that he was revealing to you for a particular purpose, and not so much as you having to go tell, and you decided to go tell people, okay? And there was some stuff done that, you know, some damage was done from that, but glory be to God. So, you know, I am grateful to the Lord for such an opportunity to give this message today. Amen. Glory to God to those of you who are listening. And like I said, the Lord is going to give signs through the ones that he has been sending out to give this message. And it's going to be a witness to others that he appeared unto those who are carrying the message out there. Because right now, like I said, you got even some church folks that when you tell them that the Lord appeared unto you and gave you a message to give to the people, they are already in unbelief. They don't believe it, you know. Now, it's funny. With these big-time televangelists, unless they come with something just totally out in the open, out of the way, it's amazing how some of these televangelists can just get on there with simple things and say, hey, the Lord appeared to me and said to say this. Well, because of their popularity, many will receive it, okay, and say, you know, I don't need to see no sign. I believe God told them that to tell us because, you know, he's a man of God, and look at how, you know, they look at his success in the natural things. But just like one who's not that popular, they are subject to miss it too. Now, like I said, unless they come up with something that's real bad out of the way, more people willing to hear what they have to say and accept it than those who is not as popular as they are themselves. Amen. So, glory be to God. And I am so grateful for such an opportunity as this, And I want to say, even, you know, we being on Blog Talk Radio, I know there's those who don't believe that God has the Lord Jesus appeared and gave us witness to be on Blog Talk Radio. But once again, I look for the Lord to show the signs. Hallelujah. To show the signs. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I sense the glory. I sense the Holy Ghost and thank the Lord for Jesus Christ, our Savior. And once again, I'm not here telling you that everybody that's claiming that the Lord has appeared unto them is true. I'm not telling you that. But I am telling you that the Lord has and will appear to his people. Okay? And give them a message to give to his people. And you have to be watchful for not being so quick to strike it down. Now, once again, I know some stuff is obvious up front that you know that, okay, I know no Lord appeared unto them to say this, okay. I know some stuff is obvious. But however, okay, amen. You know, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's just like, and as I get ready to close, we had been giving you the word about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in his last days in sending the Elijah. Resurrected John the Baptist, the Elijah, with the word from the Lord for his people. Well, after the last brother who was really receiving message from Jesus through his angel, Brother Dre's, we've had some that who have claimed that the angel of the Lord has appeared unto them, that Jesus has sent his angel to them. Well, when you read the messages that are being said, you know, some of them you can see, you know, you start to see, as obvious, you know, it wasn't from the Lord. And we got to remember that our Jesus have set up patterns that he has set up that he will follow himself. You know, and not just waning away from that pattern, okay? Amen. Glory be to God. So, I thank God for the blessed word today. I thank God for this opportunity they've given unto me to deliver this message. Don't forget, tonight, Brother Eddie Lee will be back with another message. The word of God tonight, look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.